Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
For two decades, Boston Mayor Thomas Menino has run the city of Boston, but many are wondering whether he'll try to add another 4 years to that tally. With his recent health problems, the man who prides himself on being at events across the city and overseeing every minute detail has had to pull back, though he says he's feeling good and is active again. So, when we spoke with Mayor Menino in his City Hall office yesterday, we started by asking the question, the one that many are asking, is he going to run again? Turns out Menino is asking himself the same question, too.
I haven't made that decision yet. I love this job, and I got a lot more to accomplish. I'll make that decision in the very near future.
What's holding you back?
I don't want it just to be a mayor sitting at a desk. I want to have the energy. I want to have the wherewithal of making sure the city continues to move forward.
There are people who think that since you're a very popular guy in the city of Boston, that if you had to, you could actually run an armchair campaign for your sixth term and win. But would that frustrate the heck out of you?
Oh, yeah. Let me tell you something. I would never be an armchair campaign for me. I have to be out there meeting people. That's what gives me my energy. That's what I want to be. As I've been in this business a few years now, when I first got in there, there was a person in the media who came to me and said, had breakfast with me. He said to me, Mayor, you can be the nicest guy in the world, but what do you stand for? That's the most important thing.
After almost five full terms in office, what does Tom Menino stand for from his point of view?
Well, I think my years in office have brought stability to the city of Boston. I've improved our schools. I think the schools are in much better shape than when I took over. Dropout rates down, more kids going to college, more kids finishing high school.
What's the top priority for you in terms of what the schools need now?
I think we just did something last week. The committee that created on school assignment, having close to home. Of course, there's naysayers in our city who don't want things to change, but I think this is the plan that works for the children, not for the adults, for the children of our city.
Putting kids back in schools closer to their homes.
That's right. That's what this is all about.
City Councilor John Connolly, who is running for mayor, whether or not you run, says the school assignment proposals don't go far enough. From his point of view, more needs to be done to improve failing schools so that every kid in the city will be able to go to a good school, and so that good school is close to that kid's home.
Well, Bob, I think parents have more choices to go to a school they choose. Do we have some schools that are not up to par? Yes. I want every child in Boston to have a good education. And I think we're making progress. Have we solved all our problems? Definitely not. But we're on an upswing.
Let me move to a different subject. Gun violence, gun control. What needs to be done in the city to better combat gun violence?
Well, let me just say that, you know, we have the toughest laws in the country right here in Massachusetts. Can we do more? We always can do more. But we need a national policy when it comes to guns.
You and your New York counterpart, Mayor Bloomberg, have been out front on the effort to campaign for national gun control legislation. Do you think that federal lawmakers will pass an effective law or an effective package of laws?
They should.
But will they?
When they take that oath of office, they said to protect the people in their districts. And that's protecting the people. I understand the Second Amendment. If you need a gun for go hunting, or you need it for security reasons in your own business, I understand that. But why is it so readily available for teenagers to get guns in our country? Does teenagers need a gun? Sure in hell they don't.
Since we're talking about what happens or what doesn't happen in Washington at the moment, let me ask you about the federal sequester of budget cuts, if I can. What's the biggest concern for you in the city of Boston, and how does this city need to prepare for the cuts that are coming and maybe with us for a while?
What effect it has in Boston, a $10 to $20 million effect on our budget, overall budget. Public health, education, housing, that's where it's happening. It's hurting working families as I look at it.
So let me ask you this. As we sit at this conference table in your office, what's left to do for Tom Menino that he feels he wants to get done in this city?
East Boston is the next future of Boston, of our city. A few months ago, we broke ground for the new development there that's been stagnant for 15 years. We finally broke ground. There's four other projects that are on the waiting line to get done. Things are happening in East Boston. East Boston is a community of the future.
Is that going to jazz you enough to keep you in this office for four more years?
I'm jazzed up just to be here. I never thought I'd be mayor. And I've enjoyed every day of it. A lot of opportunities out there in the city of Boston. We've got to take advantage of those opportunities, not for the mayor of Boston, but for the people who live here.
You know, I have to say that as we sit here, I can't decide whether I'm listening to a guy who's warming up to another bid for office or a guy who's trying not to become a lame duck because you've decided you're not going to run again.
Well, I tell you, you're pretty close to it. I haven't decided either. But, for 20 years, I've been leading the city. I'm not tired of getting up. When I get up in the morning, I still have the same energy I had the first day. I still do my events in the neighborhoods. I don't do 18 events now. I do about 14. I've cut back a little bit. But I just love it. This is the best job in America. There's no other better job than being mayor of Boston.
Well, however you decide, good luck.
Thank you.
And thank you.
Anytime.